KJAN Sports.
And it is time now for a check of sports. Good morning once again. I'm Rick Hansen. This report is brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. Iowa State says coach Fred Hoiberg has undergone open-heart surgery to replace an aortic valve. Hoiberg had surgery Friday at the Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota. Dr. Rakesh Suri said the operation was a success, adding that Hoiberg is in recovery and doing very well. Hoiberg retired from the NBA following the 2004-2005 season because of heart issues. He just completed his fifth season at Iowa State, leading the Cyclones to four straight NCAA tournament appearances and back-to-back Big 12 tournament titles. Hoiberg is expected to need about 4 to 6 weeks to recover. In NBA news, Basketball Hall of Famer Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is recovering after undergoing quadruple coronary bypass surgery at Ronald Reagan UCLA Medical Center on Thursday. Dr. Richard Sheeman performed the surgery and said the 68-year-old former NBA and UCLA star is expected to make a full recovery. The NBA's all-time leading scorer issued a statement before the surgery, saying he's looking forward to getting back to his usual activities soon, and he asked that people cherish and live life to the fullest. The NBA could extend the season by a week next season to build in more rest for players. Commissioner Adam Silver is committed to reducing the number of teams, or other times, that teams have to play four times in five nights or on back-to-back nights. He thinks ending the season a week later next year could help and says a decision should be made by early May. He says that the owners also had their first serious discussion about the playoff format after the Oklahoma City Thunder missed the playoffs in the West with a 45-37 record that would have been sixth best in the East. In Major League Baseball news, the Chicago Cubs' latest phenom struggled in his Major League debut on Friday, while the New York Yankees' oldest player continues to enjoy a great start to the season. Chris Bryant received a standing ovation at Wrigley Field before going 0-for-4 with three strikeouts in the Cubs' 5-4 loss to the San Diego Padres. Bryant struck out on three pitches in the first inning, fanned in the fourth, and whiffed in the fifth before grounding into a force-out to end the seventh inning. Bryant played flawlessly at third, but the Cubs blew a 4-2 lead and lost it on Will Myers' three-run homer in the seventh. Will Middlebrooks hit a two-run shot, and Scott Shields improved to 2-0 for the Padres. Shields struck out nine and allowed three earned runs and five hits in six innings. Hours later, Alex Rodriguez belted his 657th and 658th home runs in the New York Yankees' 5-4 win at Tampa Bay. A-Rod went 3-for-4 with four RBIs and two runs scored while climbing within two of Willie Mays for fourth on the all-time home run list. Rodriguez is batting 344 with four homers and 11 RBIs in 10 games since serving a year-long suspension for violating baseball's policy on performance-enhancing drugs. Elsewhere in the majors, Michael Wacha pitched seven strong innings and Yadier Molina delivered a bases-loaded double to lead the St. Louis Cardinals to a 6-1 win over the Cincinnati Reds last night. With a score at 1-1, Matt Holliday led off the bottom of the seventh with a single to right field. He went to third on a one-out double by Johnny Peralta. After John Jay was intentionally walked, Molina lined the first pitch from Johnny Cueto down the left field line and scored three. Joey Votto gave Cincinnati a first-inning lead with his fourth homer, his third against St. Louis. Matt Carpenter tied the game in the bottom of the inning after doubling, going to third on a groundout, and scoring when he somersaulted over catcher Brian Pina on Holliday's fly to center. Now, the Cards and Reds are in action again today in St. Louis. Pregame coverage on KJAN is set for 12:20 with the first pitch around 1:15. In other Major League news, Texas downed Seattle yesterday 3-1. The reigning World Series champs absorbed their eighth consecutive loss. Arizona crushed the Giants 9-0 in San Francisco. The LA Dodgers whipped Colorado 7-3 in the Dodgers' fifth straight win. Mike Trout ripped a two-run homer and a three-run blast to finish with five RBIs in the Angels' 6-3 win at Houston. The game was tied 3-3 until Trout's three-run shot in the top of the eighth. Paulo Orlando tripled home the go-ahead run in the eighth inning to give Kansas City a 6-4 victory against Oakland and an 8-2 record. Minnesota earned its third straight win as Trevor Plouffe led off the bottom of the 11th with a solo homer to complete a 3-2 victory against Cleveland. Bartolo Colon is 3-0 in three starts after giving up just one run and six hits in seven innings in the New York Mets' sixth straight victory, which was 4-1 over Miami. Bryce Harper belted a three-run homer, and Danny Espinosa added a solo shot in Washington's third straight win, 7-2 over Philadelphia. Starling Marte was 2-for-4 with a 2-run homer and 2 runs scored in Pittsburgh's 6-3 win over Milwaukee. Nick Markakis was 4-for-4 with 3 runs scored as the Atlanta Braves outscored Toronto 8-7 to end a 2-game skid. Also, Xander Bogaerts delivered the game-winning single in the bottom of the ninth inning to lift Boston past Baltimore 3-2. Detroit is 9-1 after Jose Iglesias hit a walk-off single on the bottom of the ninth to give the Tigers a 2-1 victory over the Chicago White Sox. In MLB news, Washington Nationals reliever Craig Stammen could miss the rest of the season following his surgery Sunday to repair a torn flexor tendon in his right forearm. He worked 4 scoreless innings and 5 appearances this season before being diagnosed with the injury. Stammen says there's no timetable for his return. And Brewers All-Star outfielder Carlos Gomez has been placed on the 15-day disabled retroactive list to Thursday because of a strained right hamstring. Gomez left Wednesday's game in St. Louis with the injury and returned to Milwaukee to be examined. The leadoff man is hitting .235 with a homer and 6 RBIs in 8 games. That's a check of sports for this hour, brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.